Good morning. Today is the 13th of January, 2021. And today I'm going to read you how we're going to make 2021 a good year for small businesses. This is the first of weekly articles dedicated towards this effort. Read through to the end for a small business marketing tip you can use instantly for connecting with your audience. 5 years ago, I shifted my marketing services from large corporations to small businesses because the tools had come so far down in cost and so much quicker to execute, I found the nimble mom and pop shop more exciting to work with. But what feels like a blink of an eye, 88% of small businesses in our communities would most likely have gone out of business last year had they not taken the emergency PPP loan. Search Google for how has COVID affected S, just type in the word S and stop, and small businesses take the top spot above schools, safety, schools, society, mental health. It's a stark list and a reminder of how central these shops, offices, and home businesses touches so much of our lives. The first webpage went live on August 6th, 1991. That's 29 years and 5 months from today. And I can't imagine what we would have done without the first webpage 30 years ago. But the web feels like it was made for small business. And the new marketing tools coming out at the end of 2019 made me feel like we were in for some spectacular things. Some of the things I'm thinking about is the 360 camera, Figma in browser graphic design program. But then in the beginning of 2020, COVID hit, but online innovation has still flourished. 2020 was a shit show, but we've weathered a lot, and we have more ways with less cost than ever to reach our audiences and hold our small businesses together and then flourish as we come out of this. A new marketing model for small businesses, marketing interns. So how many times have you wondered if a place you wanted to shop was open in the past 12 months, 9 months? It happened a lot with me, and it signifies a crucial element of marketing, which is instant communication. Social media accounts are free, and I have a landscape client who uses their Facebook page quite successfully as their website. So is MailChimp free for 2,000 email addresses, yet my local gym has struggled horribly in communicating with patrons and have most likely lost business they might not have lost. They might not have had they communicated quickly and often of the changes and safety procedures, hours, etc. Small businesses have these free and inexpensive tools, most a fraction of the cost they were just a few years ago, which they're not using because they don't have time or they don't have a game plan on how to proceed because it's obscured by an old marketing playbook, which in my opinion is severely outdated. For example, none of my customers ever say inbound marketing or marketing persona or key performance indicator. They say things like, you know, we got a lot of likes for that story, or I can't believe he unsubscribed from our email. They say my customers need it simple. Notice the patterns of my, he, and our. Small businesses already know their customers because most remember the first, then the second, and so on. They've built and continue to build their customers one at a time. And digital marketing has enabled efficiencies in talking with each one individually in ways that old marketing for big companies only dreamed of. The other people who don't do marketing speak is today's teens. And not surprising to anyone, they run circles around us with their audience building savvy. Consider Charlie D'Amelio, who has 102 million followers on TikTok. Entry-level retail and restaurant jobs don't top the happy scale with most teenagers, but they take like a fish to water when they're making videos, taking pictures, and graphic design. They're lightning quick at using today's software tools many of my older marketing contacts struggle with. So, story. In November of 2019, I was invited to guest teach marketing to a class at my local high school. And it was then that I expressed my desire to start an internship program. The teacher, Coach Dennis Piron, who is a math and incubator teacher and the head football coach at BHS, offered hosting the program there at the high school. And so we created and launched in early 2020. Coach Piron talked to all the teachers and he scouted out the best students who might do well as guinea pigs for our new adventure. And as it happens, our first official session with six students was March 12th, which was the day before schools closed the following day. Like everyone else, we shifted to online meetings, which actually worked well given most everything I was teaching was on a computer screen. The internship program was pretty simple in design. Set each kit up with their own Squarespace website, guide them on creating a landing page resume, help each set up an Upwork.com account, a freelancing hiring platform, and then introduce them to customers as a low-cost option for general website edits at a fraction of the cost, starting at $15 an hour. Before I actually had a chance to teach even the basics, a customer had an immediate need to load a bunch of products into a new website I was building for them, and we pressed into service one of the first interns, Sam. Never having edited a Squarespace site before, he was up and running pretty quickly and knocked out installing hundreds of products. Sam was followed equally successfully by customer hires, followed by Mia for a landscaping company. She did website management, e-commerce, photography and video, and social media. Mary for a dance photographer who needed some e-commerce help. And then Zach for a construction company who needed some video editing. And Tyler did some work for a local packaging company doing some website content management. These kids took to Asana, which is our project management tool, and they communicated and documented and checked off tasks in concert with customers and stepped into the role of marketing They stepped into the role of marketing collaborator with the rest of us really effortlessly. So this is our mission to help small businesses. We want to connect our digital natives to our local businesses directly, no middleman, and enable their marketing to connect with more customers more deeply than they are currently capable of using traditional means. So here's our marketing tip of the week. Install the free version of the Drift Conversational Marketing app on your website as soon as possible and start chatting with website visitors in real time as they land on your site. It sounds like an ad, but it's not. When I first installed Drift into the Orbis website, I received more leads in 3 months than I had in form submissions the previous 18 years in business. My first meeting with a company in St. Charles called Suburban Tire, they invited me in to see if I could help with their marketing. I suggested right away that he try installing Drift into their existing site. The very next morning, he sent me a message that he had sold a set of tires within hours of turning it on. And that, needless to say, gained me his choice to hire me for more help. So I suggest Drift to every client, and 90%, probably more than 90%, have claimed really positive feedback in how interactive it has made them with visitors to their website. So that's it for how we're doing it, the digital marketing interns. Next week, I want to talk about the history of marketing and how it's never really been for small business. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.